Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. My father's family name being Pirrip, and my Christian name Philip, my infant tongue could make of both names nothing longer or more explicit than Pip. So I called myself Pip, and came to be called Pip. I give Pirrip as my father's family name on the authority of his tombstone, as I never saw my father or my mother, and never saw those five little brothers of mine, whose five little stone lozenges were arranged in a neat row beside their grave. Ours was the marsh country down by the river, within 20 miles of the sea. My first, most vivid and broad impression of the identity of things seems to me to have been gained on a memorable raw afternoon, towards evening. At such a time I found out for certain that this bleak place overgrown with nettles was the churchyard, and that the small bundle of shivers growing afraid of it all and beginning to cry was Pip.
"Hold your noise!"
cried a terrible voice, as a man started up from among the graves at the side of the church porch.
"Keep still, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat."
A fearful man, all in coarse grey, with a great iron on his leg, and smothered in mud, seized me by the chin.
"Oh, don't cut my throat, sir. Please don't do it, sir."
"Tell us your name, quick."
"Pip, sir."
"Ah, and who do you live with, supposing you're kindly let to live, which I haven't made up my mind about?"
"My sister, sir, Mrs. Joe Gargery, wife of Joe Gargery the blacksmith, sir."
"Blacksmith, eh?" said he.